people should take that with the mixed feelings, with a pinch of salt and with caution, because even scripture is clear in Matthew 24 that in the last days, many false prophets and false Christ shall arise. And notice that Jesus says, in my name. So in his name, many false prophets and false Christ have come.
But in other words, do you agree that there are some real prophets?
Yes, certainly, because by the way, we need to correct something. In the New Testament prophet is unlike the Old Testament prophet. You read Ephesians 4:12, the Bible says he gives gifts to men, some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers for the work of ministry and for the education of the church. So the role of the prophet really is not the New Testament prophet. The Bible says he prophesies in part and understands in part. So we no longer have the Elijah type of prophet. But I must admit, yes, they are genuine prophets, because in the New Testament prophecy, we must then work as the fivefold ministry. No one can single-handedly be called a prophet. That the gift of prophets must be complemented by the work of the apostle and the work of the pastor and the teacher, so that the work, the body of Christ is firmly established.